So, I sent an email to my email list subscribers, and that email was just like 100 words, or maybe it's just two small paragraphs. And within 15 minutes of sending that email, I made more than $200. Now, that sounds too good to be true, but it's true. And I know it sounds like clickbaity, but guess what? It is true. And that is what we are going to talk about today, is the power of email marketing. So let's get started. Here comes the intro.
Welcome to Smart Web Creators. In this podcast, you will listen to creators creating amazing things on the web, and sometimes just me talking useful web stuff. I'm your host, Davinder Sankanth. Let's get started.
Now, email marketing can be very powerful, provided you do it the right way and with your heart. Yes, with your heart. So if your heart is missing in the emails that you're sending, it won't convert and you won't make any money from it. So how email marketing can build a solid revenue stream for a freelancer or even an agency owner? That is what I'm going to talk about in this episode now. Before we get on to the real technical things, I want to share my backstory with regard to email marketing. Now, I've been into this online space for more than 10 years now, but this email marketing thing, I only started like 4 or 5 years ago. Yes, I wasted the previous 5 years for not doing it, which I don't have any regrets, but then everything that you do takes time and will come when it is supposed to come, right? So my backstory of email marketing, well, when I did not start the email marketing thing, I always thought that it's just a waste of time. Why? Because I'm writing something exclusive for, say, a bunch of 1,000 or 2,000 people. Why shouldn't I write the same thing on my website and let everyone have access to it via Google search and build my web property? Well, that's a fair argument, but email lists serve different kind of purpose, which you will know as we move along in this episode. Now, first, obviously, I thought it was a waste of time. Secondly, I always thought it's spammy. So the thing is, when I built a niche website of mine like 4 or 5 years ago, I just added email signer box to it. And guess what? After that, I did nothing. So that was like a boring beginning for me. So most of us like put an email signer box and do nothing. We rarely check, did anyone actually sign up? Even if few people sign up, we don't send them an email to begin the conversation. So it's just like DOA, dead on arrival, right? Now, when I started this, obviously, a few people joined my email list, but there was no, motivation for me. There was no consistency in me, emailing subscribers, because I never knew or I didn't have an idea what to send or what to write to them, because I was preoccupied with a lot of other things. And the power of email marketing was kind of hidden for me, because most of the, email marketing introduction that I had during that time was like, seriously, those clickbait articles like build 10,000 email subscriber list within 2 hours, something like that, which never went into my head, to be honest, because that sounds kind of impractical. And guess what? Those articles are kind of true in their sense. Yes, you can build a list of 10,000 people in a few hours, but would that list convert? No. That again, we'll talk in the later part of this episode. No. So firstly, I was not convinced about email marketing. Secondly, I had a boring beginning of email marketing, but that boring beginning became really interesting when I added my passion, which actually got indirectly added to email marketing. So the real story starts now, after that stage setting thing. Now, when I launched my niche website called probeaver.com, which is basically a resource website for Beaver Builder users. So when I started that website, I made that email subscription box right from the start, like slapped at the top upper part of the website and few other places on the website. And I noticed people started joining that email list. Now, since this site was a niche website, like people who use Bebo Builder or intend to use Bebo Builder, only those people joined that email list. So the thing was, the people they were coming, the set of people who were coming in my email list, they were highly targeted to use of Bebo Builder. So I know what they are using and which ecosystem they live in. Now, when I started, I did not offer any lead magnet, aka bribe, like download this, download that to be part of email list. No, it was all natural. Like I had a subscription box, so I just had one line written to get more, to get latest updates for Bebo Builder, just sign up for this, you know, newsletter. And people started joining and I was surprised, like, really, people are joining my email list. Now, at the same around, like after, you know, launching my website, Pro Beaver, and, you know, 3-4 months down the line, I started publishing something called Pro Beaver Weekly. So it was basically a roundup of all things Bebo Builder. Like every week, I'll just write a roundup of things as a blog post on the website itself. And it was published as a blog post on the website. Now, the thing is, it was very interesting because I actually asked a few people by, you know, messaging them, like, you joined my email list, what is the value that I'm giving? And they said, they just want to know the time and the date when you publish the next edition of Pro Bebo Weekly. So even though that weekly was published as a blog post, they were joining my email list because I was telling them, hey, I published Pro Bebo Weekly today, so you can click and go and check it out. So just to get that latest information that I've published a Pro Bebo Weekly, a lot of people joined that email list, which was quite a surprising. But again, thinking from their perspective, they were getting the latest Bebo Builder information because they were using Bebo Builder, right? So, and that was the only email I was sending it during, you know, early days, that whenever I'll hit the publish on Pro Bebo Weekly newsletter post, I will just make a quick, you know, email. Okay, I published this edition, please go check it out. That was the only email I was sending. I think the main thing here that helped me was the consistency. I have written over 100 plus Pro Bebo Weekly editions, and email list has not stopped growing since then. But, you know, I have this base set up. Now, obviously, we all want to run faster than we can or we should, so that the trap of the need for faster email growth, that caught with me. Yes, that caught with me. Even I read a lot of articles how to make your email list grow faster and faster, and that's what I followed. So again, even today, if you Google about email marketing and search for how to build an email list, most will suggest build a lead magnet. Lead magnet is like some downloadable resource. It can be a cheat sheet, it can be a PDF file, an ebook. Anything. So I said, well, if everyone is suggesting it, why shouldn't I not do it? So that is what I did. So I made a PDF guide called Bebo Builder Resources. And again, it was made rather quickly because I Googled on, you know, tips on how to make a resource ebook. And I, you know, picked up the tips from there, which was like just back 5-6 blog posts into an ebook and your ebook is done. And that is the trick I used to make my Bebo Builder resource guide. So the next phase of email list building started, which was a different, because this was now the previous email list that I was building. I used MailChimp for that. Now this ebook download, I was using Gumroad for that. And I was giving this as a free, or you can pay whatever you want. Some people did pay like $20 or around that. So kind of additional income, but I don't know why I did that. Maybe I Googled too much for tips and all that. So at that time, the setup was, one setup was like I had a natural, you know, sign up box on the website, which was powered by MailChimp. So that was a separate list. And this list that was gonna start building using you know, that clickbaity thing of download the Bebo Builder source guide was made via Gumroad, and the list was on Gumroad. In fact, it is still on Gumroad, because Gumroad, you can also email your people who download your resources. So how the workflow happened, like, you go there, you click on the button to download, a Gumroad pop-up box opens, so you add your email list, email ID to it, and you download the resource guide, and your email ID gets added to the email list of the Gumroad account for which I'm the admin, right? Now, look, some articles on the internet do tell you the right thing, but some don't. Now, this method promises you to build email list way faster, and guess what? It delivered on the promise. This email list just skyrocketed. Yes, skyrocketed. It went into thousands within span of a year or so, and it even surpassed many times my, you know, original naturally built email list powered by MailChimp and all that. So I was surprised, and I said, yeah, that's an amazing way. Now I have two email lists, one which was again very good, but now that email list looked tiny in front of this email list made via that ebook. So I was on cloud nine. Oh man, I have so many email subscribers. But the thing is, most of the people who will, you know, all those gurus, they will focus on the list number or the number of people on your email list, but they would not hardly focus on the email list quality. Now, consider a mentality of a person who is signing up for my email list for downloading People Builder resources. So majority of people did come on that email list just to download the People Builder resource guide. Comparing that with the email list I built using a more natural way, they came there because they really wanted to know the latest People Builder stuff via email messages that I'm going to send in future. So you need to know the intention, right? So I had more unsubscriber rate on the Gumroad ebook email list, which was natural because most people just signed up, they downloaded the ebook, and they unsubscribed. So I went on, you know, comparing these two email lists. One made by a natural way of no promise in terms of tangible return, like no ebook. Now, there was no promise. The only promise was that you will get latest information about People Builder. The other that was made with a tangible benefit of PDF resource file. Now, coming to the actual matrices, I don't have them in front of my screen now, but I can really tell you that the email list that was built using an ebook, you know, bribe, aka download promise, whatever, had terrible open rate and had almost close to 0% conversion, or I should say 1 or 2%, not more than that. While an email list that I made in a more natural way had tremendous open rate and really impressive conversion rate. And I don't need to tell you the reason for that, right? It's understandable. Now, this was all about how you can create your email list. There are two ways. One, the bribe way. Okay, I'll give you this. Please come. The other is, hey, this is my house. It's so cool. Do you want to know how I build this house? Please come. That's the more natural way. So both ways exist. Now, it depends on you which one you want to use. I use both, and from now on, I prefer to use the natural way. Obviously, the email list I'll get would be smaller, but the quality wise, the rate of conversion, open rate will be through the roof. So natural way is my way, but you can do both the ways and see which one works for you. I wouldn't be surprised if natural works better than the bribe way. Now, this is all about how to, you know, build the email list and all that. So once you have an email list, what do you write in the email newsletter? Now, when you're new, you look for, you know, we web people, we are fascinated with web design. So when you want to write an email, we are, okay, how do I design an email list or email template? I need to have a fancy email newsletter, right? Logo, graphic background, and, you know, subsections. Even I wasted some of my time in early days doing this, which I shouldn't have done. So if you're planning to do it, please don't. Emails written in proper normal text email are 100 times better than the email with glossy graphic laden stuff. Just ask yourself now, if you receive an email from someone with normal text or maybe one or two images here and there, would you relate to that more than an email that your bank sends you with all the glossy, you know, flyers into it? So just ask yourself, for the record, just use the normal text email that works better. Now, besides this, there are a lot of other things to note here. Now, when you're writing an email, make sure you're writing in a dumbed down terms, like how you would write to normal audience, normal people, not to geeks. Obviously, there would be geeks in your email list, but even geeks can understand normal people language, but normal people people cannot understand geek language. So when you're writing an email, make sure you're writing like you're talking to a friend. Simple. If you have this thing in your mind, your email would be perfect in terms of content wise. Now I'll give you an example here. Like, there was an affiliate deal for some product that I shared on my email list, and you know, someone replied to my, you know, replied back to my email newsletter and said, "Hey, I really love your emails and I really love the way you share the content and all the stuff, but you shared about this product, but I have no idea what this product is all about. Can you tell me what this product is all about?" And I was, and it was like a light bulb moment for me. You know what? I have shared about this product with the presumption that that person would know about the product. So from that day forward, I made sure whenever I'm sharing any product, any affiliate deal, or anything new, technical or geeky, I make sure I write normal people understandable description about that product in 2 to 3 lines so that they can make sense of what I'm actually sharing. So keep that in mind. Second thing is consistency. Now, out of sight is out of mind, and same works for email. Like, if you email a person after a year and they will say, "Oh man, where did this email come from?" They will just hit this unsubscribe button. So out of sight, out of mind. Of course, I don't have the capacity of emailing my list every day. Some people do it successfully. Kudos to them. But I cannot, because I do a lot of other things. So I try to stick to, you know, one email per week routine, obviously with few exceptions, but that's kind of a routine. Obviously, I would miss certain weeks as well, but then the thing is, I'll make sure that I write at least one email in 7 to 10 days. The next would be, you know, abusing your right for the direct access that you have to the inbox of your subscribers. Now, you have direct access to people with email, right? This is a very powerful access. Make sure you don't abuse it. And how you can make sure that? Well, write emails that provide value. Because if you're gonna just put straight money making or selling pitches via email, this will irk your email subscriber, and guess what? You will get more unsubscribes than subscriptions down the line. So make sure you provide value first, and then, you know, pitches here and there. Be smart, be clever in that. That's my only tip. And you know what? You need to try. You should try to send different format of emails, like week after week, and then compare like which email had more conversion rate for me, which email had more open rate based on the email title, because title is very important. That's the first thing they see when your email land in the inbox, and the title decides whether that person will open or delete your emails. So be careful about that. And the other thing, you know, when you are into this email thing, people will unsubscribe. It will happen. And make sure whenever someone unsubscribes from your email, make sure it's not a sad moment for you. Because a lot of people, you know, get hung up with this, oh man, this person unsubscribed from my email. What did I do wrong? Well, you didn't do anything wrong. The thing is, that person wasn't good fit for you, or the content that you were sharing via your email list. And in the beginning, yes, someone unsubscribing from email list is a sad moment, but you should get over it. Just look at the brighter side. It's just that person unsubscribed and it helped you clean up your email list. Cool, right? And the other important thing is, you know, don't get caught up with the tool that you want to use for email marketing. You know, a lot of people just get confused and do tons of research on which tool should I use for email marketing and eventually don't do anything because they have not decided the tool, so they have not started email marketing. Well, if you have not done email marketing ever till now, you should do it and you should just use a tool called MailChimp. Go to MailChimp.com. It comes at a wonderful price of $0 up to 2,000 subscribers. Guess what? 2,000 subscribers is a lot of number. You will take a few years to reach that number, provided unless you have something mass market stuff that you are doing. But MailChimp, just go with it. You don't need fancy, you know, triggers, conditionals, drip, all kind of these things when you're starting up with email marketing. Start with something basic, something that easy on your head and pocket, and learn the process first. And MailChimp is really good in doing that. Obviously, if you are looking for a value for money option for alternative for MailChimp, then you can also look for MailerLite. And if you want to go a step further, then there is ConvertKit, Drip. The next level would be ActiveCampaign. But seriously, I would suggest if you're new, gonna start, just use MailChimp. It works. Whatever it features it have, it works. They're solid. Now, I've shared my story, my way of building the email list, and few tips how you can be good at email marketing. Now let's look at few real world examples that in which email marketing is used to build connections, money, a lot more things. So firstly, I use email marketing to build connections with my website visitors. Simple. So someone who visits my website, likes my content, I have an email sign up box, they sign up using that, and that relationship blossoms into something extra in a new territory where I have the access, direct access to their inbox. So use email marketing to build the connection with your website visitor and then leverage that relationship to promote your own digital products and courses. So if you sell any digital product, course, consultation services, anything, just use email marketing to promote it. Simple. Second thing, once you have started building this relationship and you do not have anything of your own to sell, well, you can sell other people's products and services. And this starts the affiliate marketing earning cycle. As of today, affiliate earning form good percentage of my total earnings, and I'm really proud of it. And I've done it in a more natural human way because I followed less guru talk with regard to this whole, you know, business of doing email marketing and making money via affiliate. So be real, be honest in what you're doing, what you're sharing via email, and you will see the results. And this is just for people who have their own products and services or who do not have their own products and services and want to, you know, promote affiliate stuff. Now, if you have an agency set up, even then you can use email marketing because, you know, agencies that I've worked in the past and even in present, like, I don't know if you know, but I've worked with a lot of agencies on white label basis as a designer and developer over the past 5-6 years. So I know their inner circles and how things work inside their agency. And guess what? Most of these agencies maintain email list of their clients. And if you run an agency, even you can build your email list, putting all your clients there. Why? Because this can be a constant information exchange between you, your agency, and the clients. You can send them important information regarding, you know, changes in internet space, policies, what website updates are coming. And guess what? There's also a money-making opportunity. Why? Because you can use this email marketing relationship with your clients to upsell your new upcoming service, or you can just you know, tell them that something that you've noticed on their site is not correct and we can fix it. And hey, there's the money making chance for you, right? So if you don't have anything of your own to sell, then you can use your current, you know, agency setup to build an email list. Or even if you're a freelancer, why not just put all your people you've worked with on an email list and have a constant relationship with them, informing about your availability and your price, rate changes, etc. And it's just, you have direct access to them and you will have more chances of landing more tasks, more projects in this way. Now, this is for people like a freelancer or an agency who already have a website. Now, what if you don't have a website? Even then, you have a use case. Even if a person doesn't have a website, he or she would have a profile on Facebook, on Twitter, or, you know, Instagram, or you can just direct those people to a specific URL powered by your email marketing, you know, tool that you use, and start building email list directly. Don't build it off your website because you don't have one. You can build it via social media profiles. So once you have those people on your list, you can start broadcasting them message in the form of emails, and you will automatically get ideas of making money once you have access to people. So, you know, it's all about trying. So before you get a chance to try what you're going to send, you need to build the email list. So if you have never done email marketing, don't do Google search endlessly. Just make an account on MailChimp. Start, put the email box on your website or on your agency website. If you don't have one, just start promoting your email sign up landing page on your social profiles. Just start building the relationship. Even if you have 10 people on your email list, guess what? You have access to 10 people's email inbox directly, anytime via email. Isn't that cool? And I'm sharing all this because I wasn't sure about email marketing, say 4 or 5 years ago, but now I'm pretty, you know, game about it. I have multiple email lists. Obviously, once you are into email marketing, you will learn a few other things, like you need to segregate and, you know, tag your email list, organize it properly. And then you also have other things like trigger actions, drips, and all that. I won't get into it because this episode of mine was more targeted on how you can start with email marketing and making you realize that email marketing gives a really good opportunity and a chance to build an additional revenue stream for your business. Obviously, it is slow. It does take time. You need to be passionate about it. But guess what? Money making does take time. Money making does require passion. And money making does require hard work. So if you're game for all these things, get started with email marketing. I'm sure you will make good inroads. Obviously, start would be slow, but slow and steady wins the race, right? And if you have any question about this process, about what you could do in your special case, you can always reach out to me directly, or you can join the Web Creators community on Facebook. Just head over to webcreatorsgroup.com. That will redirect to that URL on Facebook. A lot of chit-chatty geeks there discussing all things, including email marketing. So, and on a side note, this was one of very rare solo podcast episode that I've done. So I hope you liked it. And if you liked it, please let me know. If you don't like it, still let me know. And I hope to do a few more of these in the future. Let's see, because in these episodes, I just want to share my experiences of using tools, using concepts like email marketing to grow, not just as a person, but also money-wise. Because if you are into business and your money, you know, figure is not growing, then something that's not doing, you are not doing right. So money is important, right? To some extent. So put your heart, put your passion into email marketing, a little bit of heart and passion into email marketing besides doing other things, because email marketing is just one of few things that I do. So it doesn't take a lot of time to, you know, set up or write email. So just get on with it. Get on with email marketing. So I'm gonna exit now. Here comes the outro. Have a good day.
You can join the free web creators community to learn and share with other web creators at webcreatorsgroup.com. And for more goodness, just head over to smartwebcreators.com. And remember, be smart, keep creating. See you next time.